Good morning. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Very good. Sometimes, do you get the feeling that older people don't listen to you? Do you get the feeling sometimes that you're just too young, or they treat you as though you're too young? It can be really frustrating sometimes, can it? Well, we're going to hear the story of a young girl that played a very important part in the healing of a general of Syria. She was captured and made to serve the family of a man named Naaman. He was an important general. He had successful battles, but he had a serious problem. He had a disease called leprosy. Do you know what leprosy is? It is a very serious ailment. It starts inside the body and it breaks out in sores and in redness and it oozes. And if somebody gets near and can touch those oozing sores, they can also come down with leprosy. In the Bible days, it was a very serious disease. It's not so much now, even though some people have it. But back then, it could lead to death. And here this important general, mighty warrior, had this disease. The young girl was a servant of Naaman's wife. But she had been brought up in Israel. She knew the one true God. And she was concerned about her lady's husband. And she told the wife, if only Naaman could go to the prophet Elijah, and if he goes, he will be healed. So the wife told the general. The general went to the king. The king sent a letter to the king of Israel, said, get me to this man. Heal my servant. The king got upset. He said, I can't do that. I don't have that power. Then it was told that if he went to the prophet's house, the prophet could tell him what to do. Now remember, the little servant girl is the one that told her master, the wife of Naaman, if only he could go. Now was it important that the wife listen to the little girl? She was brave enough to speak out. It was very important. Naaman, though, had a pride problem. When he went to the prophet told him to go dip in the water 7 times. What, you mean you're not going to say magic words over me? You're not going to do these fantastic things? I have to go and dip in the dirty Jordan River? There are other rivers that are clear and clean. Why do I have to go to that one? Naaman was grumpy. He was gripey. And he said, I don't want to go. But his servants told him, if the prophet told you to do something spectacular, would you have done it? Yes. Well, then what harm is it going to be if you go into the river? So he went, and he dipped once. Nothing happened. Dipped twice. Nothing happened. 3 times. Nothing happened. 4 times. No change. 5 times. I'm beginning to think our little servant girl didn't tell us the truth. Something's wrong. 6 times, nothing happened. What was he told to do?
7 times.
7 times. 7 times he goes down. Now he comes up. The leprosy is gone. Miraculously, he's healed. He goes back to the prophet to thank the prophet, and he does something that is very, very special. He now knows that there's only one true God. So he asks his cart, 2 carts, to be filled up with the dirt of Israel. So when he goes back to his country in Syria, he will only worship on the ground of Israel, and he will only worship the one true God. Now, if the little servant girl, very young girl, had not been brave enough to speak to the wife, Naaman would not have been healed. You see, you are not too young to share your faith with other people. People you go to school with, people that you meet in the store, you can share the love of Jesus by a smile, by being polite, by being kind. Yeah. There are many ways that you can share the love of God. We have two daughters, and when they were young and we lived in Fannette, there was a family next door to us. The father had died. The man left two sons. One of the sons lived next door to us. The other one lived around the corner from us. Our daughters, that were 8 years old and 12, each had a dream. They came to me with the same dream. Mama, we see our neighbor's brother on a bridge. He doesn't seem like he wants to live. He's so sad about his daddy dying. Oh, he's on a bridge. Now, what if I hadn't listened to my daughter's dreams? What do you think may have happened? I bravely went next door, took our daughters. They shared the dream with the one son that lived next door. He said, I've come to know your family well enough and to know your daughters well enough. I'll go find my brother. The whole family went looking for him. They found the brother on a bridge ready to jump because he was sad about his father's loss. You see, our daughters were young. They were very young. But it was my job to listen to what God told them and our neighbor's job to listen to what those young girls said. So I'm sharing with you, you're being taught the Word of God. Amen. You're being taught the truth. You're being taught, and I know that because you're in this church today. So you have important things to say, even if it's just to say, I love you, or happy Sabbath, or greet someone with a kind word, obey mom and dad, amen, listen to your teachers, share with your classmates, with your friends, with your neighbors. You are not too young to share the Word of God with someone else. You're not too young, which means you're old enough. Okay? Who would like to pray?
Amen.
Okay, come on.
Our Heavenly Dear Father, bless your church, bless me and my family, bless the teacher, and gentlemen, pray, amen.